Real Estate Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic real estate advice.
Yeah, man, it is that time of the show that we get to have conversations about all things pertaining to real estate in Namibia. So this is officially Real Estate Breakfast. Now, yeah, we have our resident expert, that is Loretta Campbell, and she's about to share with us a crazy story. And it's important that you listen to it because this is also just in terms of her raising awareness as well.
Let's have a listen.
Good day, fresh listeners. My name is Loretta from Parrot Peak Property. Today I just want to talk about an incident that transpired last week about how we almost got scammed by some guys that were pretending to be selling a house. I don't know if it's like scamming or like we almost got robbed and like maybe beaten up and raped and whatnot. So this is just to like raise awareness. So a guy called my colleague and then he was like, no, his uncle is apparently retiring and he's selling a house in Vanaida. So my colleague was like, okay, fine, what time can I come view the house? And they were like, no, I'm knocking up at 6:30, you can come at 7. So my colleague was like, no, 6:30 is a bit too late. And the guy was like, no, just come. And the guys are like speaking in Oshawambone, like, and they made her so comfortable, man. Like, they were like, no. And like they were very, 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 very persistent. And then the guy was like, no, okay, let me send you my uncle's number. My uncle is based in Ventukis, the one that will facilitate. So you just call him and then I'll tell my uncle to call you so that you guys can meet up and then you go build the house. So the uncle called her and then they spoke. And then she was like, okay, I'll see. If I'm not busy, I'll come. What? So around like six he called and then he was like, no, I'm leaving the office now. You can also so long drive. And she was like, okay, nah. Then she asked, where do I find you guys? And then they were like, no, just come by Oshango, somewhere by the robots. When you are there, you just call and then I'll send someone to come get you. And then she drove. And then like when she got to the robot, she called the guy and then the guy was like, no, I'm sending Junior to come get you.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Like in that time someone called her and then she drove past like slightly ahead and then she stood there and then she spoke to the guy. And after she finished her conversation, she called and then she was like, okay, where do I come? And then I was like, no, I sent someone to come get you, just go park there by the close to the river by Oshango. And yeah, while she's standing there, like another car just pulled behind her. Nah. And then maybe someone got out or someone walked past her car and then they walked in the they got in that car. And then maybe the guy came and then he saw that, no, that she's accompanied, like they thought that she was accompanied by someone. So they went back. And then when she called, she was like, no, I've been waiting here for 10 minutes and you guys are not coming. Why are you guys not coming? It's like, no, Junior says he came there and you're with a guy with a white car. Let's just do it tomorrow. It's late now. Now she's like, but what do you mean? Like, I already drove until here.
And
then
so far,
the guys now, she called back and then he's not answering. So she just remembered, like, maybe she heard of the same thing from another person already. So there's an incident that took place. Another colleague agent of ours, apparently the guy came to get her and then they went to the house. She also viewed with a client and then now after that they signed and then they told her to bring the contract. By the time she went back, the guys grabbed her. And these guys have been doing this, like calling people to come there, and then for some that are like doing laundry services, apparently they've grabbed their things. For realtors, there's a lady that they forced to transfer money to their account, and apparently, not apparently, like some people are coming forth and they are saying that they opened the case and the numbers are still operational. So I don't know, like, what is it with MTC? Why can't they identify like the users of the numbers? And like, since we register our numbers, it should be easier to trace these people most. So I don't understand why MTC is not doing anything about it. Imagine there's a CR number for those three numbers that they're using. There's a CR number for the numbers that they're using. I don't get why these guys are not being arrested or nothing is being done, and the numbers are still fully operational. So people should just be aware there are numbers that are I'm going to share the numbers with you so that you can share them with the people, with the screenshots of like the people that reached out to us on the incident, on how they almost got scammed by the same people and whatnot. So maybe you can just put it out there so people can be vigilant when these numbers are calling them, especially for young women, because these guys are armed and they are very dangerous. Like, and we don't know what they maybe potentially did to some other people, since people are not, like, I don't know, the case is not being taken up seriously. So people should be very vigilant when they're dealing with people that are, especially as a young realtor or a young business person or an entrepreneur. If maybe you work on a business where you get called out to go perform a particular task, please always go with someone or try to have some sort of security on you, because these people are very dangerous.
So, yeah, no, it's crazy, partner. It's crazy because I've heard of this also happening quite a lot, even to makeup artists. Yes. So she did share the number, and I'm going to share it with you right now.
Hold on. Let them, like, let the people.
You can request for the numbers, and then we can just, like, share it with you. But, yeah, no, so, partner.
Yeah.
Wow. If these things are happening, because I've also been receiving calls from, like, just random numbers. I'm like, what's happening right now?
Yeah. And it makes it hard for business because, I mean, we in the business, I mean, off air, we are entrepreneurs in our different different spaces.
Yeah.
And you will get an unknown number that will call you, you know what I mean, for work, for client, or for gigs, or, you know, for whatever services that they require of you. And it makes it difficult to identify the difference between an actual client or someone
who's just trying to take chances or whatever. Yeah.
So it makes things very difficult. But my goodness, thank you so much, Loretta, for giving us that heads up. It just shows that you cannot be caught lacking. You know, you cannot be caught lacking. You have to be vigilant. You have to be conscious about your movement. Stop being absent-minded, for goodness sake. You know, we have a terrible habit as a people of being absent-minded. If it's one thing I always also tell my especially my female friends, and including my girlfriend, right? Stop carrying thousands of things. Move lighter. You know, because now you've got the phone, you've got the handbag, you've got the umbrella, you've got the what, you've got the cool drink, you've got the this, you've got the this, you've got the that. And then you know, it, like, you're an easy target. Or you carry your whole life in your car. You know, your laptop, your what, your car keys, your what, your house keys, your yesterday, your birth certificate, all is in the car. It's in the
You're like literally your whole life.
Your whole life.
And God forbid the worst happens and you lose everything.
Exactly.
Just like that.
But thank you so much, Loretta. Really appreciate it. Hit us up. We'll hit you with a number that is suspected to be spam and to be out here committing these crimes. 8:59. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We've got so much more coming your way. In the next hour, we are going to look at entertainment news.
Real Estate Breakfast every Tuesday at